Two movies open today about families losing children, Gone Baby Gone and Reservation Road. The theme of familial loss is a common one at movie theaters this fall, and that got our critic, Bob Mondello, thinking.
In Gone Baby Gone, a child goes missing. In Reservation Road, a child is killed. In Into the Wild, a college kid disappears shortly after graduation. And in the Valley of Elah, a young serviceman disappears after he returns from Iraq. In all these pictures, parents are left wondering what happened, begging for the return of their children.
I just want my daughter back. I swear to God, I won't use no drugs no more. Cross my heart.
It's all right, we're going to find her, Ellie.
You have to, you promise.
That's a demonstrably unfit mother in Gone Baby Gone, sobbing for her kidnapped four-year-old. But she could stand in for all the rest, also for other guardians in movies this fall, who worry about a baby who's kidnapped from a hospital in Eastern Promises, and a young man who commits suicide in Wrist Cutters, A Love Story. Anguished parental figures desperate to make sense of their loss, and, like the father in Reservation Road, to get someone in authority to take responsibility.
My son's innocent life. It was snuffed out, and no one seems to notice where they given.
That's not true, sir.
This is not, let's note, the usual stuff of Cineplex Entertainment, where screenwriters place children in jeopardy simply to give heroes a chance to prove they're heroic. None of these fall films is about heroism. Each is about loss, and with a striking consistency, also about holding someone accountable for that loss, not just for the death or disappearance, but for the damage done to the family that's been left behind. In the Valley of Elah, finding a killer occupies the police after a young soldier's death, but in terms of the story, police work takes a back seat to parental recrimination.
In your life, will you take my word for something?
For once, I seem to remember me being the one saying no and you saying it'd be good for his character. Who won that argument, Hank?
Mike was the one who wanted to join. I sure as hell didn't encourage it.
Living in this house, he never could have felt like a man if he hadn't gone. Both of my boys, Hank, you could have left me one.
Grief over a child's death also tears a marriage apart in Reservation Road, leaves parents shattered in Into the Wild, diminishes a whole community in Gone Baby Gone. Now, it's hard to imagine that anyone in Hollywood expects to make a fortune on this particular message. Our children are dying. Now, would you like a jumbo popcorn with that? People have to have a reason to buy tickets, so this message must resonate at present, or it wouldn't be surfacing in so many places. It's tempting, though probably unfair, to see all of these stories of familial loss as echoes of a nation's loss during an unpopular war, America's children dying, their parents powerless to protect them. That is a subtext in some of these films, but extrapolating it to all of them doesn't really make sense. What's more likely is that these films reflect broader worries about the world's complexity, about dangers outside the home, and even sometimes inside it. Children may just be a stand-in. I suspect it's innocence itself that we feel is under siege. Our innocence. I'm Bob Mondello.